Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5, brought to you by Zada Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston. Now, this is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Two in the books, one to go. Final hour of the show. It's Press Box on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 FM. It's Nick and Joel as we take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7 as Fred, Aaron, and AJ will have plenty to say about the news of the day. And otherwise, we just gave you a little Texans update as it stands now and Nick Casario's comments.
We got some breaking news.
Oh, no. Tell me.
Michael Strahan fixed his gap.
Why? Yeah. It's his trademark. Why
yeah,
would you
that's
do
what I'm
that?
Saying.
How do you know this?
He just tweeted it out. Video and all. He fixed his gap.
Why would he do that? Now,
this is news, people.
If he got heavily paid by some dentist
or I'm pretty sure he didn't pay for it.
Then I somewhat get it, but that's like your trademark, man. That's like Bear Bryant's hat or
agreed.
James Harden's beard.
If you were a nobody, then I'd understand. But you're Michael Strahan. At this point, it doesn't even matter.
What is the most signature physical trait someone has that they make money on? I think James Harden's beard is right up at the top.
But see, that's by choice. I don't think Michael put a gap in his teeth.
But still, everybody knows Michael Strahan's smile because of the gap in his teeth. Why would you change that? I don't get it. Like Freddie Mercury's
James
overbite.
Harden, he probably should fix his teeth. Or did he fix it already?
I think he fixed his teeth, but he ain't shaving the beard because that's a moneymaker.
Well, yeah, that's a trademark.
He had damn gummy bears patterned after gummy beards.
Trolley.
Yeah.
They still sell them in stores.
Okay, well, I'm sure they're selling like hotcakes. But I'm just saying, his beard makes him money, and it's identifiable for him. It's part of his brand. Just like Michael Strahan's gap in his front teeth was part of his brand.
Was it? Was it a part of his brand, or is it just something that we all knew? Oh, that's Strahan, the football player with the gap in his teeth.
I'm going to pull a Nick Sciarra right now. We want to know what you think. Let us know. Does Michael Strahan's gap in his teeth, is that part of his brand? Is that part of his marketability?
I don't know. I don't.
Or does it matter either way? I mean, dude, I mean, he's killing it. He's still on Good Morning America.
Oh, yeah. He's been on TV
shows.
He's all
over, right? He still does which studio show? Well, he does Fox, right? Was it Terry Bradshaw and Strahan and Howie?
But he probably gets paid more from Good Morning America, because that's prime time. That's national. He left the girl that got mad at him for leaving the show. Was it Ripka?
Kelly Ripa.
Ripa.
Well, and then he did $25,000 Pyramid when they did the reboot.
Yeah.
He was doing...
He's doing well.
He's rolling over money. So then again, everybody knows that smile with that gap is you. Why would you change it?
I don't know. And it was like, you could say he's an inspiration in both ways. If he left it, he's an inspiration. If he gets it fixed, I feel like he's kind of an inspiration, right? If he leaves it, look, I'm Michael Strahan and I have a gap in my tooth. Look, I'm fine. Or you can fix it and be like, don't be embarrassed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just get it
Anthony
fixed.
Anthony Davis in the brow. You can fix that. It'll probably grow back, but you could shave.
You could laser it,
so
probably.
So it's not a unibrow, but that's another marketable trait. That's a great call. I mean, I think someone said Eli Manning's big head. No, we're not going to go that far. Josh and Beaumont said Strahan is an April Fool's. Today's not April 1st.
No, it's literally on his Twitter. Go to his Twitter account. And it literally says, here, I'll show it to you. He goes, I finally fixed it, or I finally did it, or something like that. And then it has a video of him. It shows the gap.
Yeah, someone says you're right.
And then it shows it. They show him holding a mirror. You know, and then it shows the fixed version. Here, I'll even tag you on it.
One of two reasons: either he got paid, like I said, or someone said,
"Yeah, like you know, he didn't pay."
A woman made him fix it. No woman, unless you're married to her, and even still, is going to take that money maker out of the process. I just, I, I If you got a sponsor that wanted you to do it, you got paid heavily for it, sure. But even still, I wouldn't do it.
I just tweeted it out at the producer Nick on Twitter at Pac-Man Joel with a K on Twitter. I just tagged Joel. It's. I mean, look, I don't know why he's doing it, but
boom, David Letterman had the same gap. It was part of his identity. Absolutely, he did.
But that wasn't a part of his identity. I didn't even notice his gap.
Oh, no. Letterman was always known for that. Someone said Barbara Streisand's big nose. I mean, I'm a little.
No.
I'm not.
I'm going to say no.
That's more
that.
My parents' thing, but I'm going to say probably not.
The brow, I can get. I could see that.
Letterman definitely had a same smile. For sure. And I said Harden's is absolutely the most known of anybody's anything. And the unibrow for Anthony Davis is close.
I guess it's easy to accept these type of things when you're a millionaire. You know what I mean? When you're doing well, then it's like, oh, my God, I can overlook that brow.
Said LeBron's bald spot. Probably not. And he's done everything in the world to try and fix it multiple times.
I think the hairline is probably more important than the bald spot.
Or the fact that the headband looks more like a do-rag now.
I mean, his hairline goes, he's like, it's like way the hell back here. It's like right here. Yeah. I mean, look, I'm bald too, so I'm not, you know.
Yeah, Drew Carey's glasses.
You think I could trademark my horn?
Maybe. Jay Leno's chin? Maybe.
The chin, yeah, because that was like a recognizable thing. With Jay, I could see that, the chin for sure. There's literally bobbleheads and everything with that. Yeah, I could see that.
I mean, Carrot Top's hair. Okay, that's pretty obvious. Yeah, LeBron's hairline, we're getting a lot of votes for that. Leno's chin, we're getting votes for that. J-Lo's body? How about J-Lo's booty?
Booty, not body. Well, her body's fantastic, too.
Cindy Crawford and Madonna both had the mole. The beauty mark if you're a female.
And they removed it?
No, they're known for that.
Yeah, Cindy Crawford is known for it.
Madonna's known for it.
I'm
known for it.
You have
it's
a
beauty mark.
I don't know about all that. Then I don't think anybody on this planet
Everyone
would call
knows
it a
my
beauty
sexy
mark.
Beauty
Not
mark.
One person Stop on this planet will call it a beauty
Stop
mark.
Stop it. J-Lo's hips. J-Lo's, I guess it is her whole body. J-Lo's, yeah, we get, okay, J-Lo's butt.
I'm trying to think of a really,
Kim
really
Kardashian's
good one
butt.
Without cheating. Kardashians, but
good
yeah,
call.
That's a good call.
And then she had it altered multiple times.
But after you've altered your butt one time, what's the motivation to continue the altering? Like, is it like an addiction? Like when you get a tattoo, you want several tattoos. Once you get your butt a little bit bigger, you want it to continue to grow. Like, I don't get the love affair for getting your butt bigger. I don't get it.
Well, because you find out that there is basically an obsession for a lot of people,
and I think a part of it is because it's dudes. It's our fault.
Guys really like something.
Yeah.
Of substance back there.
Correct.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. So I think that women that are enamored by it, I've also heard that once you do plastic surgery, you get addicted to it, and then you want to fix everything.
Yes.
But you have questions. I have questions. Because the other questions that I have, because you see some of these chicks on TV too, they get so much Botox or whatever those injections are, their face doesn't move anymore.
Well, I feel like that's...
And my question is, what does it feel like?
It's
like I'm going to tell you this. I know friends in the broadcast industry that are guys that have had that done because they will not come to grips with starting to look like they've aged
at
all.
Older.
But my thing would be like, what does that feel like around your eyes or your chin? Or I'm like, I'm not in for all that. And when you're talking about the butt, it's obviously something in there. It's like a female with her boobs. You're sitting on it. And then if you're working out or anything, that's got to feel weird.
That's got to feel weird. I don't understand it. And from my understanding, I've talked to girls about this before. It's like they look after they've done, like if they've done it in their face or in their lips sometimes, it bruises up. So it looks like someone beat the crap out of them like for a day or two because it's like their face is dealing with bruising. So I don't get it. And I've seen this video once, which I don't know is fake or not, but the girl's like her butt implant. Like literally flipped inside her ass cheeks to where the flat side was on the wrong side. And then she flipped it back over. Did you ever see this video?
No.
It's unbelievable. This is old. This is like 5, 6, 7 years ago. So I imagine butt implants have evolved.
Now, Crystal says it's a fat transfer. So what, you take it out of a different area and you jam it in
it's
the rear
end? It's not silicone?
I think you can have it either way.
I don't think you can put silicone in your behind, can you?
Now, someone on Twitch says, my wife has Botox, and she said there's zero feeling at all. Well, that would be another, if it's numb, zero feeling, or if it doesn't feel any different. Because something under your skin, you have to feel that.
I would imagine.
It would feel different.
Because it's not going anywhere. It's in your skin, and it just stays there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And isn't it supposed to, technically, I'm not an expert. Isn't it applying pressure to make your skin look like it's stretched so it doesn't look wrinkly? Isn't that the whole point? Or am I stupid? Look, all I know is these Botox and these and lips in general, that's becoming more popular than butt implants and boob implants. So they'll do the Botox and the face stuff before they
evidently,
do boob jobs
and
butt jobs.
Fat transfer is popular.
Fat transfer.
They're saying on Twitch, fat transfer is popular. So,
but I thought the idea was to get a big ass and a big firm ass. Isn't fat make it like
so what,
a
do you
soft?
Take it out of your stomach or your love handles and you jam it in your where you want it?
I mean, that wouldn't be, that'd be efficient, because what if you had love handles?
This is definitely the show Botched. This is a coming episode of Botched.
I know, but whatever, but we want to know. We want to know. So
I'm curious. Yeah, you're right.
You're hitting two, like, you're losing your love handles, because nobody wants love handles, and you're putting it in an area that's preferable to you, at least in your eyes, and to many guys.
Now,
the fat transfer thing is interesting to me, though.
Ayat on Twitch says, I have fat if anyone is interested to use for butt implants. I mean, that's, you know, sharing is caring. So the fact that our Twitchers are willing to share their fat so that other people can put it where they need it, that's very kind of you.
A fat transfer is a cosmetic procedure which helps add definition to areas of the body. Also known as fat grafting, this procedure uses fat from the patient's own body to plump, quote unquote, plump up other body parts, such as the buttocks or the lips. So you can take fat from one part of your body and then put it in your lips? What? I thought it was just for the butt.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Yeah, I thought it was just, I thought the injections were for the lips or collagen.
That's what I thought.
For the lips.
Dude, this is a disaster. I would hate to be a woman in 2021.
Did you Botox for migraines? How the hell does that work?
I have no idea.
Okay, people. I'm
confused.
This is system overload now.
It really is. I need to watch Netflix. Probably watch one of those documentaries that give you like a whole breakdown of how boob implants and stuff like that.
If Lisa and I have nothing else to do and we're bored,
y'all watch that.
You watch Botched. Because first of all, the people that go in there for the surgeries,
they have like zero self-esteem, I'm assuming.
Or they've already had like 16 different procedures done and they're going for number 17. And they're never satisfied. It's like, my boobs aren't big enough. Well, you can't even move without them hitting your chin, but they're not big enough. And some of the procedures they do, but just the doctors themselves, how they keep a straight face sometimes when they go into the conference room and go to meet the person for the first time to have the consultation, I'd be laughing. I'd be like, oh, my God.
See, the thing is that, I would be. I would be, too. I would totally be, too. But the thing is, we always give credit to women like Jennifer Lopez and Halle Berry. But obviously, it's confidential stuff.
Halle Berry, I don't know. I would hope she. I don't.
Is
think
there
she
no list
anything.
Of surgeries that they've done? Like they've never done Botox. You're trying to tell me Jennifer Lopez?
I mean, you can never say never.
Like. I think Halle Berry is like only a few years away from 60. It's not.
I'll tell you what's interesting.
It's not like she's,
because Lisa's totally against it, and thank God Lisa's face is beautiful, and she takes care of herself. But at the same time, if she, it's her profession, so I kind of get it. But I also know in Hollywood and everything. But go back and look sometimes at like their pictures over the years, and it's so obvious you can tell.
Well, and I feel like they're getting better about it, but like even what makes me mad is that some people get it now, like in this day and age, and they still look like they got messed up.
True.
Like, you know what I mean?
But it's also easier to tell. You know what? It's like we talk about with the ACL.
Yeah.
After a certain amount of time in medical technology, it becomes an easier procedure and it's more natural.
Less invasive.
These things, you can tell the minute someone has work done because their face, their cheeks, their eyes, they don't move.
Their eyes don't move?
It looks like, it looks like someone, what do they say, you pinned your ears back. But it really looked like someone just took your whole face on like a hot press and pulled it back, and now your face doesn't move.
Would you never consider doing that?
No, why? No.
What if Channel 2 comes up to you and says, look, we'll pay you $1 million a year, but you have to get Botox, you have to get your lips did, and you have to get your buttocks reshaped.
Hey, Carlos Correa, how long is the contract? If I get enough years out of the deal.
If you get a mil a year, boy, you could make me
otherwise,
look.
Otherwise, I'm doing radio right now. I love the Twitchers. You ain't enough to force me or to entice me, I should say, to get in. No, that ain't happening. I don't need to worry about all
that. How did we get on this discussion of boobs anyway? Butt implants. I don't even remember.
I'm trying to remember myself.
God, the text line blew up when we talked about that.
Everybody had their... because we were talking about Michael Strahan's teeth. You brought it up.
Oh, yeah.
Dumbass. This is all on your fault.
But look at his teeth. It looks pretty good.
I wouldn't have fixed it.
I wouldn't have either.
Someone said Nelly's Band-Aid. Does that count?
Yeah, because you know what? He started that. No, or was the Band-Aid around before Nelly? I don't know.
Well, but the Rockets had a draft pick for it back in the day from Missouri, a first-round pick named Derek Chivas, and he played every game with a Band-Aid on his shoulder. Weird. All right, we got more to get to. It's the final hour of the program. It's Press Box ESPN.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
I guess we got here from Michael Strahan's teeth, but it's actually been fun.
This booty discussion is fantastic. Yeah,
someone said Tom Selleck's mustache. I'll give you that.
Yep,
someone said Bill O'Brien's butt chin. I said to you, well, if you ever wanted to move back to Houston, you'd have to get that damn thing fixed because everybody would want to punch him if they knew it was really him.
I'll tap for an answer.
Yeah. You suck too, bro. That would be crazy. And then I was telling you, the other thing that when you're watching the show Botched, like people go across the border because the surgeries are cheaper. And then you wonder why you get a third ball or a second or a fourth eye or the stuff that develops from it. And you're like, well, that's your dumbass fault for going to wherever you went to get the surgery done where it wasn't approved here.
Anything for that booty.
Okay, the show's plane's in the air. The landing gear's up. This is Tim Booty Wilson and the booty callers. They call it Booty Man. Look at that booty. Show me the booty.
Now,
what the hell is that?
This is Tim Wilson. The song's called Booty Man. You don't know this song?
No, I do not.
Something's wrong with you.
I guess so.
But look, but isn't that what Kanye West's mom did? Didn't she go somewhere else to make it cheaper, or did she do
she
it here?
She died, right? Because she had...
I don't know if it was...
I want to say, I think it was breast implants. Maybe it was either butt or breasts, but she had something done, and something
knew that's
went wrong
why she,
during the surgery.
I knew it was like due to complications of that. My question is, was it here in the... Because you're talking about how people go overseas.
Well, Kanye had money at that point.
That's what I'm
saying. I can't imagine she would go out of the country.
Agreed.
Let me see.
But apparently, people have seen that little butt flip thing where it's like, where the girl's like, in a, like she's like in front of a mirror and then she records, like on her iPhone, and she literally flips her booty implant in her cheek, like twice. It was the most random thing ever. I've never seen anything like it. I think it's all over YouTube.
It says an autopsy stated that Kanye West's mom died from complications of surgery. According to the autopsy via People magazine, she was able to walk out of the clinic after a 5.5-hour surgery, bandaged and prescribed with Vicodin for pain. But it doesn't say on what the surgery was.
It looks like people on Twitch are saying tummy tuck and she went to Brazil, but I don't know if that for Kanye's mom.
Yeah, I'm reading about Kanye's mom right now.
So that's what they're saying. But look, look. If there's anything I could, like, if I had a kid, I'd be like, and he's like, "Hey, Dad, what should I be when I grow up?" I'd be like, you should definitely get into cosmetic surgery because that's like a never-ending thing. Yeah. Like, it will never stop. Just imagine all you do is replace boobs all day and get paid healthy money to do so.
So. Here it says that it happened in California in Marina Del Rey.
Okay.
And she admitted herself to the hospital for liposuction, a tummy tuck, and a breast reduction.
All at once?
In November of 2007. She was interested in some cosmetic procedures. We had discussed that in order for her to go through with the procedures she was a good candidate for. She needed what's called a medical clearance. Anybody over the age of 40 is required to have. Because of her age, she was required to get some cardiac clearance to make sure her heart was in good shape to go through the surgery. According to the autopsy, she was able to walk out of the clinic after the five and a half hour procedure. She was prescribed Vicodin for pain. The lengthy liposuction, tummy tuck, and breast reduction surgery went ahead without any issues. But she did not die on the table. They didn't even know she had been home for a day. The truth has never been officially revealed.
Well, of course, it's Kanye's mom, so there's definitely going to be some misinformation, and that's unfortunate.
One report from the New York Daily News said she took 20 pain-killing Vicodins in less than 24 hours.
I did not know that piece of information. That's a lot of Vicodins. One on it in itself is super, super strong. Like, that's...
Oh, yes, they are. I can speak from experience there. Yes.
That is... Oh, yeah. I mean, if you get a root canal, you get prescribed Vicodin. If you get very common procedures, you get prescribed that. And some people, unfortunately, get hooked on it. But now it just got all depressing. I just wanted to make fun of people who had bad boob jobs. Not that they died from it.
And you like the butt discussion.
I thought it was hilarious because I can never unsee that video.
Now,
I think it doesn't have effect until you see it.
So you could get the horn fixed here for 10 grand. But you could go to Tijuana and get it fixed for three.
No, I'm not that guy.
Thank you.
No, I'm not that guy. Now, one thing I have considered to do overseas, and I've talked about this, is stem cell therapy. I'm big on that. I've done a lot of reading on that.
Yeah.
And I really want to do it because I think a part of it, I'm always wrong on this. I always forget to, because I forget the research I've done on it, but there's a certain part of stem cell therapy that's not quite legal here.
Correct.
There's a portion of it that
it.
Is.
Yep.
But there's some of it that's not. I think like the quote unquote peptide version is the one that's legal here.
So I have two friends that have done it. One has had a myriad of injuries and issues.
You see, that's perfect for that person.
Everything that had been a problem, he had to go to Mexico to do it. And there's two different ways to do it. One, you donate blood and then they do the stem cells with your own blood and they rejuvenate them and they do all these things and they reinsert it. The other one is where, which I wasn't aware. I thought it was like your blood type. You have to only get your own blood type. Like when you do an organ transplant or anything like that. They said with stem cells, it's different. You can get the stem cells of a child just born. It doesn't have to be in your family. It doesn't have to be all these things.
Hence the reason why it becomes so illegal. Because what other countries are doing is they're literally taking stem cell from like babies and stuff like that. And then they're giving it to people like us who come from the United States. Nowadays, I think when you have a kid, you can automatically pay for like the storage from the stem cell that you get from your kid. Right.
We did it. Because I have a friend of mine that has a special needs child and he said if he had it to do all over again, he would have saved it at birth. So they actually had another child so that they could get stem cells so it might help their special needs child. So I know how important it is.
Oh, no. I've literally told my mom about it. Like I told my mom we should do stem cells. She's like, "You're crazy. I'm not going." But the country I heard about was through Mel Gibson on the Joe Rogan podcast, and he took his father to Panama. And let me tell you, you talk about injuries. His dad was just his pain was just coming from pure age. He couldn't see. He couldn't lift his freaking hand up.
A lot of it was
hip replacement.
Yep.
He did the stem cell therapy. The guy literally, his cognitive function was better. He thought better. His memory improved. His eyesight improved. He was literally walking. It got to the point where they had to tell him to kind of slow down because he thought it was
heart stuff. All of that improved. I'm with you.
I want to do this. See, that's something I'll do overseas.
Yeah, I heard it firsthand and I heard how great it was and having to go to Mexico to do it. And I think you're right because I think the other thing is people realize that and then they want to sell the stem cells.
Yeah. And that's not, and a lot of times in these countries, they don't know no better. Like, they might have a kid. I didn't know no better. Like, back when we were around, I was born here. They didn't have that as an option. Back when you were were born, they didn't have that as an option.
Right.
So a lot of these people, they don't know no better, and they're literally giving away valuable stuff that came from them. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, the boob and the booty discussion is always...
Dre, you crossed the line.
Why?
That's just not nice.
What'd he say?
Oh, you'll read it. It's on Twitch.
I don't see his comments. So.
Oh,
but yeah.
Blocked him?
I didn't block everybody.
I know how you do that. You block everybody.
I'd have to scroll. Nick and be like Kanye, get his mom a butt implant. Look.
Cross the line.
If getting my mom a butt implant helps her get a rich boyfriend from Starbucks like I talked about before, I'd be all for it. But she wouldn't do it. So.
Not nice. All right, we've got a half hour to go on the program. Lots more to get to. Love to hear more input from you guys, I think, as we continue to get on sports and other things and have some fun along the way. Before we go to the break, though, I do want to tell you about how you can make money betting on your favorite sports games. I mean, because mybookie.ag is here for you. We know March Madness is in full swing. We know the Final Four is around the corner. The Cougs are there. The Bears are there. And maybe you want to put money on it to make the game even more interesting. You can do it at mybookie.ag. You can do that for soccer. You can do it for MMA. You can do it with baseball season starting Thursday. You can do all the NBA on a nightly basis. And it makes even the most irrelevant game to you a heck of a lot more interesting. And that's why they do what they do. And because you're listening to ESPN 97.5, you sign up today at mybookie.ag and use the promo code BET975. You're going to get a deposit bonus up to $1,000. That's promo code BET975 to claim your first deposit bonus. Get that bonus. That means more money in your account, more games to play, more chances to win. That's the way they like to do the business. And when you win, they're going to pay you. Because like so many other sites that are out there, as soon as you win, they're going to start encouraging you. Well, bet on this game or keep it in your account or keep using it to bet. If you want to get it out, you're going to get the business. You're not going to get the money. And that's going to be a problem. Not at MyBookie because they take care of their customers. From college basketball in the tournament, NBA, NHL, no matter the sport, no matter the minute, even with live in-game betting, which makes it even more interesting. Maybe you lost the first half, but there's time to make it up on the second half. There's all different prop bets along the way for different sports as well, and the live betting makes it even more up to the second. Everything can be done at mybookie.ag. You can turn any game day into a payday. Again, anything, anytime, anywhere. With MyBookie, it's as simple as going to mybookie.ag, and when they ask for the promo code, put in bet975, MyBookie, where you bet, you get paid, and you win.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Evidently, this is the thing, Nick, with UFC fighters and other athletes. They go to get the stem cells. Is that for recovery?
Yeah, probably. And there's so much that happens overseas with MMA fighters that always becomes a topic of discussion because then it always makes you wonder if it's fair or not. And there's some cruelty aspects. Like, for example, I don't think Lisa would be a big fan of one of the best heavyweights of all time in Ali Star Overeem because he used to use horse meat for his protein source in Amsterdam because over there, that is legal. Over here, it is not. So there's various, stem cell, all kinds of stuff that helps you recover faster. Like, for example, what is it? Is it EPOs? EPOs, basically, you know, if you're working out for 4 hours, right? And from that particular 4 hour workout, it normally takes you 5 hours to recover. What it does, it just squeezes that gap. So if you do that same 4 hour workout, instead of taking 5 hours to recover, it may only take an hour or two to recover, and then you can fit in another workout, like a second workout. It's okay. One thing that does very well with people that want to do 2-a-day or 3-a-day workouts where you're kind of overworking your body. So, yeah, there's all kinds of alternatives overseas. The problem is they're not all legal over here. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it becomes an issue. So
I found this article I thought you'd get a kick out of. On the Chive, they were talking about American movies, when they made it to the box office in other countries, the titles were changed. So, for instance, the original title was Die Hard with a Vengeance. In Denmark, they called it Die Hard Mega Hard.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. I can see that happening because of culture. And then the literal translation of words sometimes doesn't have the same effect. So I can see that.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind was changed to If You Leave Me, I'll Erase You in Italy. And I'm like, okay.
What's the cultural reason for that? Like, I'm assuming the reason why they're changing their names is because of a culture barrier, and it makes
them
sell better.
They're tight about this stuff. So I know, you know, like, you can't be on social media. When we went to China, you can't be on Twitter and Facebook and all that. It's illegal. Yeah,
completely.
They have blocks all over the place in China. Yeah. So in China, Pretty Woman was changed to I will marry a prostitute to save money. Okay. If that change was...
That to me, it reduces the appeal of the title so much. But again, the literal translation might make more sense over there.
They also changed As Good As It Gets with Jack Nicholson to Mr. Cat Poop. I mean, okay. It just some of these, I'm going... In China, they changed Ghostbusters to Superpower Dare Die Team.
Yeah, they should definitely be sued for that. If that's if you can somehow sue that country for that, they should definitely be sued.
But you also got a lot of money.
Ghostbusters, okay?
I think we're able to show them, because, you know, China won't show the film unless they get what they want out of it. If they don't change the title, if you disagree with it, then they won't show your film.
Yeah, it's their way or the highway over there in China, I would imagine.
Slovakia changed the show Breaking Bad to Meth Dad.
Okay. Actually, I'd watch that. Meth Dad. I'd watch that.
Bad Santa in the Czech Republic was changed to Santa is a pervert. Okay. Boogie Nights in China was changed to Powerful Device Makes Him Famous. Well, now you're getting back into your plastic surgery, Nick.
Yeah. Again, it's got to be these... Die Hard, Mega Hard. I don't get that one at all.
Dark Knight was changed to Night of the Night. Naked Gun was in Israel was changed to The Gun Died Laughing. Leaving Las Vegas in Japan was changed to I'm Drunk and You're a Prostitute. Come on, man.
You can get away with stuff like that overseas. If that's the real... translation of this stuff, you can get away with a lot of more stuff overseas. What's this 322 dad jokes thing? Did you put that on
there? I put that on there.
Did you write all 322 of these?
Everybody always gives me a hard time about dad jokes. So I found an article where they had 322 of them. Not that I would ever subject
anybody to any of them. Would you use any of these dad jokes? I feel like you would.
It's possible. I'm not going to rule it out.
Let's see. Let me read one that you would definitely use.
In the meantime, I'm still looking at movie titles.
Did you know that if a piano falls on you, your head will be flat, B-flat?
Yeah, like the note. Yeah, I would never use that
one. You would totally use
that. No, I would not.
I award you no points.
Right, I don't get points because I said I would never use that.
And may God have mercy on your soul.
That's up to you.
I'm pretty sure you would use probably 50% of these.
I think you're wrong. Maybe 25.
Asked my date to meet me at the gym, but she never showed up. Guess the two of us aren't going to work out. Ha! That's something you would totally say. Why didn't the vampire attack Taylor Swift? She had bad blood.
That's one you'd do.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't do it. I would no. I would not.
You change it to she had great ass, which she has none.
I wouldn't lie about her ass situation.
Would
but
you?
But I embrace it. I embrace it more than the average person.
You wouldn't lie about it, but you defend it.
Correct.
Yeah.
My friend told me your wife and daughter look like twins. I said, well, they were separated at birth. That's something you would totally say. You were Barry Warner.
Why are you disparaging me like this? I've supported you the whole time except for when you were bashing Baylor fan.
Mom, how do I look? Dad, with your eyes.
I would say that to my daughter. I would definitely say that to my daughter. I have to catch myself sometimes when Taylor says something. I'd be like,
Due to the quarantine, I'll only be telling inside jokes. You would totally say something like that. Don't even act like you wouldn't say that.
A distinct possibility.
Really, Barry Laminack should be the guy that's reading all this. What did the ocean say to the shore? Nothing. It just waved.
See, comedy's easy.
It really
Before
is.
Or you know what? You're going to be doing stand-up too.
I would never do stand-up. I would get
Give
the man booed
all
off
the credit
stage.
In the world. It takes a hell of a strong person to be able to do what you and Billy D. Washington and those guys
do. I cannot do what Barry does at all. What time did the man go to the dentist? Tooth hurty?
Don't.
Tooth hurty?
I've heard it told a different way.
No, I wasn't going to do anything.
I know.
Well, why don't you tell it the other way know?
Just like it will not give you
Go ahead.
Bellstone's nickname.
I'll dump it.
And then I won't be professional, dude! We got one segment to go on the show. We're rolling through it. We're having a good time in the final hour because we were extra sportsy today.
We were.
In honor of your Cougs and because the Rockets deserve
it. And in honor of the Huskies who beat Baylor. You know, we were very sporty.
Is that what you called them? You were just basically referring to their, you were kind of all over their figures before.
I didn't say anything about their figures. I just sent you a text that said hashtag Huskies. I remember that. I didn't say anything inappropriate. There's no documentation that you have on that phone that can get me in trouble.
Are you sure?
I might have to pull
it. Do you know how many texts I've saved of yours over the last couple years?
Nah, I hit unsend, bro.
No way. Clears it up. I still got unsend.
Once you hit unsend,
I deleted the pictures, but I still got the written.
Once you hit unsend, it's not documented no more.
Right?
Ask Deshaun.
Okay, DW4. We'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere. It is the Press Box.
Do you ever wonder what ESPN 97.5 hosts talk about during the breaks? Well, now we have your f***ing answer.
I don't know why you got to do it with the effing. All you got to do is say you're much.
Just go to twitch.tv/ESPN975 for exclusive uncensored content.
Can you hear him up for me?
This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Iconic body parts again. Someone said Dolly Parton's boobs. Spot on.
Because they looked the same for so long.
I said Paul Wow's grill.
That's for sure iconic, at least down here.
Someone said LL Cool J's Kango.
Agreed.
Not a bad one. Or is the big rope chain.
Correct.
Run DMC's Adidas.
Well, now, was the rope chain Cool J or Naughty by Nature? I think LL was longer.
LL started it. And then Run DMC had the song later, but they had the Superstar Shell Toe Adidas. If you care about your Astros and when they might arrive in the Bay Area, they are flying to Oakland and San Francisco.
Did we ever find out if Fires is playing?
I have not seen the pitching matchups rotation for the A's yet. Astros are going to hold a workout with a few guys throwing tomorrow in Oakland, according to Julia Morales. And then, as Brent Strom put it, championship season starts the following night with Grinke. I like it. I like the attitude and the frame of mind. I like the Astros doing something for the city yet again when they need it and uplifting them with a lot of wins. Rockets Vic, phenomenal. He said the Burger King logo looks like Post Malone. I was like, well, minus the tats, but I could see it. Yo Adrian just grossed us out.
So what'd he do?
He just mentioned
it. He's interesting on Twitter. I'm just letting go. What'd he say?
I'm not reading.
Let me read it out loud.
Well, you go ahead and do that.
All right. Here's the tweet. You ever saw the South Park with Christopher Reeve sucking the stem cells out of baby fetuses? OMG. Nope, didn't see it.
Never want to either. Gotta be honest.
I mean, it's South Park. That sounds like
South
Park content.
Tasteless if it's involving Christopher Reeve, too. AR Platinum also on the J-Lo booty train.
Everybody's on that booty train.
This is why I don't like text messages. We belovedly mention our good friend Barry, and someone wants to take a shot at Barry, too. No one's off limits.
Oh, no one is.
Cowards are stupid on text line.
Yeah, but keep taking shots at Joel. 713-780.
Hey, we got to find out, though. I'm really curious if Mike Fiers is still in Oakland A, and that's why I asked Nick at the start of the show, because of the fact that I'm interested.
I mean, you wouldn't mind.
Is he still going to duck and run?
You don't want him injured, but you wouldn't mind.
I didn't say if I want him injured.
But maybe I don't know.
I want him to pitch against the Astros, and I want them to turn his cap around.
But how? I mean,
rip him. Just line shot.
Just right to the dome piece, do you think? Or that's
no,
a little harsh?
I don't need to be that serious. I just want them to.
You would punch Jack Easterby in the face if you saw him in public.
I don't know if I'd punch. I wouldn't be the puncher, but I would definitely say something to him.
Would you?
Yeah. And it wouldn't be one fish, two fish, blue fish. No.
You really would say something
right
to him.
That's funny right there.
No. You really would say something to him, would you? Wouldn't you?
I would.
But would you approach it nicely at first and then verbally abuse him, or would you just lead on straight with the verbal abuse? Like, would you give him an opportunity to explain himself, or would you just lead with the verbal abuse?
I don't think I would come out guns a-blazing, but I might shake my head and say something like, dude, boy, you really know how to make your mark on a city. I mean, just see what he had to say, because
one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
I think it would get there, though.
I follow him on Twitter, but I don't think it's really smart for him to, A, not, nope. I think he should be doing curbside, like you said. Like, he should not be in public. He should not be going to the grocery store. He should be doing curbside. Yep. And I don't think he should be tweeting. I don't think he should be making any public comments. It's just not a good time right now.
Bad news.
But at least it, the Deshaun Watson sex allegation, the sexual assault allegations on the civil level, you know, maybe that takes some of the heat off of Jack Easterby for now.
Well, we haven't talked about Easterby in weeks.
For now. That's why I said, yeah, for now.
And if Casario keeps doing a good job, that's the best case scenario for Easterby. Oh, boy, Nick. The Oakland, according to thegamehouse.com, the A's 2021 projected pitching rotation, Chris Bassitt, Jesus Luzardo, Sean Manaea, Frankie Montas, and Mike Fiers, which means it's a four-game series.
Which means he won't see.
Again, Mike Fiers escapes.
And honestly,
damn it,
I don't see a manager, when you consider how good Mike Fiers really is, like when you really consider what is his real worth on a team, I don't see how any manager will have him play. I think that will happen almost every single time, at least until the scandal hate dies down. Because they haven't got their fair shots and their fair swings at the Astros yet. You know, the only way I feel like that dies down if the whole core and everything is absolutely broken up, which we know that's not going to be the case. We know that Carlos Correa, there's a possibility that he may not be a Houston Astro after this season, but we know Alex Bregman will.
ESPN's reporting, by the way, that it's Jose Urquidy versus undecided for the A's on Sunday. So maybe there's hope. Maybe there's hope. But he's still listed as their fifth starter, so that wouldn't fly either. It would be the fourth.
Again,
pitcher,
I don't see
unless through due to injuries they tried to push him up. But I doubt.
If you're the manager, if Fiers is playing under you, would you play him? You'd be like, hell
if you're
no.
Bob Melvin, look, at some point, look, if you believe that he did the right thing, and there's nothing to be ashamed of.
But the thing
of,
is, you don't even have to think. You don't even have to feel one way or the other about it. This is a player that plays for your team, and he's getting the blame for a scandal that was started. That came out 2 years ago. It doesn't matter if you even agree with him or not. He's a player at your team. Are you playing him? And I think the answer is no, right? Isn't that fair? Are you going to put him in a situation like that? It's one team out of the entire Major League Baseball league. You know what I mean?
Someone said Fiers is on the injured list with a back issue. Well, maybe he's getting his butt implants. Either way, he won't pitch against the Astros yet again, and that's just absolutely disgusting. I mean, own it, bro.
They said it was announced weeks ago. I don't keep up with Mike Fiers' injury stuff.
I know he signed late. I don't care when it was announced. I'm always curious whenever the schedule. It's one of the things I look at once we start getting close to any series against the A's. And once again, you can say it's because of an injury or not. And we don't even know how legit all this stuff is. It's just more than ironic when every single time since he played Fiers starter that. He hasn't pitched against the Astros.
And Clarence is saying Fiers is still in y'all's head. He really isn't. I sleep a lot better than your average Astros fan about this whole situation. You guys live on Twitter because you guys can't stop, and I'm just being honest, you guys can't stop responding to the hate.
Clarence.
That's why they have dedicated Twitter handles. They have dedicated Twitter handles to trolling you fans. Like, that's just, like, I don't care. I follow the troll accounts.
Time out. This is from Clarence, who still hasn't let go the call in the playoffs against the Saints that, quote-unquote, cost them a chance at the Super Bowl.
I get it.
Come on, Clarence. We all have our issues, okay? We all have our axes to grind. So let us have ours, too. I mean, you're a Saints fan. Enough said. We get it. So just understand where we're coming from.
I mean, it doesn't bother me that much. All the hate that people get, it does not hurt me. I do not lose sleep one second over it at all. It doesn't bother me one bit. It's expected at this point. What do you expect? I mean, it's a scandal.
I think it's pretty cowardly, but you know, he can do whatever he wants to do. And
who? Fiers? Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, we don't even know if it's his decision though.
So would you ever do this, Nick? A woman is mad a guy she's dating sent her a spreadsheet breaking down the cost of their romantic weekend getaway. I can tell you this. If you got some on the trip, it might be the last time you get some for a while. You do something like that.
But if you're married, isn't that normal?
But they're not. It's a boyfriend.
So he's just like a super organized
dork. Why would you do that? Even if you know what it costs you, that's the price of doing business, Chief. If you want a girlfriend and you want to be in a relationship, you got to pick up the tab.
Maybe it was like an indirect way to say, you know what? You kind of have to. I want you to pay at least for 25% of this trip. I'm not doing this all by myself. I'm not paying for this entire trip just because you're giving me some.
So this was on Reddit, posted by a female with the title, First Romantic Weekend Getaway with New Boyfriend. He sent me a spreadsheet breaking down cost of everything and then finished with and exactly how much I owe him.
Yeah.
Oh, there won't be another day.
I mean, he seems reasonable to me. I mean, what you expect him to pay for everything? Just finance the whole damn trip?
And again, this is the woman trying to take blame for it when they don't need to, says she prefaces it by pointing out they both have good jobs. They're both professionals.
Yeah, she can
pay. Make a decent living.
Yeah, pay up.
So she's insisted they always split the cost of dates. Well, that tells you right there she's not in for the long haul because it's an easier escape when you can do it that way.
Look.
They were dating for a few months, exclusively for the past 3 weeks. They were preparing for their first weekend getaway together. Just going to another town an hour away and staying in an Airbnb?
What's wrong with staying in an Airbnb? Okay. And what's wrong with her splitting the cost?
First time
I don't
getting
get
away
it.
With a chick, do it right. Get a nice suite in a hotel or something.
First of all, some Airbnbs are super nice, by the way. The reason why people go on there, because you can get nicer spots for cheaper. That's number one. Number two, what if they're both making six figures? She doesn't deserve to pay 50% of this trip?
No!
Why not?
Because you don't do that.
I don't see why not. She's making six figures. She can't drop 50%.
They both are. But you're the guy. It's what you're supposed to do.
I'm just saying. I don't see what the problem is if she has a good job.
And then he was hesitant about going and said, what if we break up before the trip and was having a hard time committing to the costs and the reservations and the like? You got that enough. You're out. For that reason, Shark Tank, you should have gotten out well before it ever happened.
I'm not incredibly mad at the dude. I don't see what the big issue is. If she has a good job, she can pay for...
This is a sign of things to come. If he was this cheap already and you were just exclusive for 3 weeks, imagine what it would be like if you actually were engaged or married. Hell. Yeah. Play Poltergeist.
I probably shouldn't let all my secrets out on the air. Like, I don't want women to think that I split the bill. I don't want them to know that I split the bill until the bill comes.
Baylor fans, you wish...
Because when I don't let them know that they're paying for half the bill until that moment comes, they have to react in the moment. They can't, you know. So it's almost like they're embarrassed to say no.
You think they're going to attack you with just a sexual ferocity when they find out that you're paying for all of it?
You never know. Maybe or
what about
or you just run to the restroom. You run
half, just.
You run to the restroom and leave the table and the bill with her.
Okay,
and just run to the restroom.
I've heard enough for one day. We'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully you guys will too. Check the games out tonight. Rockets don't play. Two college games to keep an eye on. Blitz is coming up next. Fred, AJ, Aaron, they take you all the way till 7. Keep it right here, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.